You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. Yet you still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all of your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the smart savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved them more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play stores.
I'm John Batchelor. Thaddeus McCotter is here, writing for American Greatness. Thaddeus is taking us inside the House Caucus, the House Republican Caucus, and looking at a story that is growing in controversy about Liz Cheney, the representative from Wyoming, who is a member of the House Republican leadership. And that is a significant fact here because the turmoil around Liz Cheney, having to do with the former president and whether there was or was not loyalty in the Republican caucus during, after, and now since the election. It is not turning on Liz Cheney being turned out of Congress. I read from Thaddeus. It's not turning on her being deprived of committee appointments. I read from Thaddeus. It's turning on whether the conference is going to return her to her office. Have I said all that correctly, Thaddeus? Because I'm following your reporting, but I might have it out of order.
Yeah, they're clearly not doing what happened to Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene, where they're removing her from her committees. They're not trying to unseat her, impeach her, or, you know, they're not trying to do anything. She's in a leadership position, which she voluntarily ran for, and she understood what the nature of it was. And when you run for leadership positions in the House, John, I was in there myself, she is just like when you are elected. When you are elected by the voters, you are their servant. When you are elected by your caucus, you are there to serve the caucus, your colleagues, in that leadership role. The leadership role of the conference chair boils down elementary. It is a very elementary position. You are there to attack Democrats and assist your fellow Republicans, not vice versa. Okay, if you fail in that elementary responsibility, your caucus mates will not want to return you to that position and may not let you continue in it. All that we're hearing about Trump and about Representative Cheney and all this other stuff, that's all pundit-driven, politician, whatever. It's a very, very simple. Are you helping the members of the caucus get reelected or not? And if you're not, then they will remove you from that position. Now, we've seen Speaker Pelosi injecting herself into this. But you know as well as I do, John, that Speaker Pelosi would never allow a Democratic conference chair to be used as a cudgel against her members. That would never happen. And if they tried, they wouldn't be there very long. She's old school about that sort of thing, which I think is in some ways very refreshing. Kevin McCarthy can't have it either. Neither can the caucus. And so that's where we are today. And this should have been done quite some time ago.
Yes, and it hasn't been. And there is in the puzzle. It's being dragged out. I puzzle about Liz Cheney. I'm not speculating. I'm just puzzling. When you're in a leadership position like this, you have responsibilities that exceed those of your personal choices. Isn't that correct? I mean, Liz Cheney made a decision during, I think it was the second impeachment trial, the one that was in 2021. And it was an odd decision, but when she did that, did she not consider that she must leave her leadership position, step aside?
No, you don't necessarily have to do that. It was a conscience vote, which meant that you could vote your conscience, and then how you communicated that, there were ways that you could try to make sure that you weren't hanging your caucus out to dry when you did it. Unfortunately, as Republicans, you know the media loves Republican on Republican violence. That's, they love it. It's they just, they live for it. You know, there's nothing that pleases the leftist media more than when Republicans pounce on each other. And so they somehow, that the conference chair, Representative Cheney, fell into this trap, played into it, and now was again used as a cudgel against her fellow members. And so that's a situation that has to be rectified. With the original no conference vote, apparently with Kevin McCarthy's support, they thought that, okay, we can get past this. It may not become a problem. But then over time, it continued to become a problem, and now we are where we are. And I think that ultimately she's either going to leave the position or they will have another vote, and I think she'll be replaced. The other part of it that is very important, having been through this myself with the Wall Street bailout, one, as the policy chair, I was articulating a policy. We drove that as hard as we could, and the majority of our conference actually agreed that the Wall Street bailout should never have happened in the first place and voted against it, which set us apart from our leadership, the rest of the leadership, but that's fine. It's with the majority of the caucus. On another vote, the bridge loan to the auto industry is in a decided minority. And but the way that you message it did not necessarily have to impact negatively your caucus mates. You just focus on the issue and why it's a good thing, and the reasonable minds can differ on it. So how you communicate and work in leadership, you always have to be aware there could come a time where your conscience is more important, because whenever I was asked, John, it always boiled down to three factors in this order. It was my conscience, my constituents, and then the caucus. So if you run into a situation where you have to have an act of conscience, you have to be prepared to leave that leadership position. If you can no longer serve in it and assist your fellow members on a given issue.
Can Liz Cheney not know that this has become a controversy that the Democrats are using to undermine the Republican vote? Can she not know that it would be correct for her to step aside now and just get out of the way?
Well, I think that we've reached a point where I believe that when she cast her vote, she believes she's doing the right thing, and she articulated her reasons and then continued to articulate them over and over. And I think that what happened is, again, as a Republican conference chair, you are responsible for crafting messages and divining the ways to put them out the best you can, especially given the completely pro-democratic press that's out there, the media that's out there. So you have to be prepared for that, and you have to understand that you're the point person on this. And it's a sad irony that she could manage to do it in that position, and now we are where we are today. I think she's talked about potentially leaving the position ahead of time. And at this point, it has to, and I would encourage McCarthy and the rest of them, that, you know, and President Trump has injected him, former President Trump has injected himself into this, which I don't think is helpful, because as a separate equal branch, you don't need a former or a current president to tell you what to do in your own internal House leadership races. And Kevin needs to make that clear. The other part of it is, look, your job is, be a Republican conference chair or a Democratic conference chair, your job is to attack the other side and assist your members. And if you fail in that responsibility, it doesn't matter what the issue is or why, you fail the responsibility, we'll have to get somebody else.
Thaddeus McCotter, writing in American Greatness. I'm John Batchelor.
COTA just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your COTA fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.